Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
You can overcome in Christ. You can fight the good fight of faith, and you should be fighting the good fight of faith. And remember, the Bible says where there's envy and strife, there's every evil right there. Every demonic spirit, where there's envy and strife. What brings envy and strife? Only by pride cometh contention. Woo! But then also pride goeth before, oh goodness. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Wow, you can just add the dots together and you'll get the answer. So maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's not God holding the finances, the healing. Maybe I'm the problem. Oh God, we don't like that too often, do we? But if you don't know the truth, how can you rectify it? He says you will know the truth and the truth will make you free when you act on it. So if I come here to tickle your ears and tell you, ooh, it's going to be cool, dudes, just be happy. No, I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back pretty soon by the look of things. And you better make sure you're ready. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. They didn't keep their oils trimmed with the Holy Spirit and staying in the Word and getting in church and praying and preaching and teaching and listening and loving. No, don't be like the five virgins. They were foolish. They didn't trim their lamps. And when they tried to trim their lamps, they didn't have oil. What's the oil represent? Holy Spirit. Tonight you're going to come and get refilled. Tonight we're going to have refilling tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring your friends. If you're not Spirit-filled, you're going to get refilled. And I'm going to show you tonight a short teaching before we get into the action of the Holy Spirit, if He allows for me to teach even 2 minutes, that there is a second impartation. And a third, and a fourth, and a fifth. And we need to continue being filled. Hello. Word of Faith will teach that. So he says, yeah, Isaac dug again the wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. So you see, so now Smith Wigglesworth is in heaven. And now we don't raise the dead. We can't do that anymore. God used his ministry to raise 21 people from the dead. Now, any skeptic in a Word of Faith church better say, maybe there's some truth in that. Come on. We've experienced that. Have we not? Come on. And then, and then the faith, the teaching of faith, people used to put stickers on their mirrors, in the fridges, in their house, all over, saying, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. And they'd see it and confess it and speak it. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. And we'd stick it all over our house. Do you remember them days? What happened? How many of you got those stickers in your house? Some of you, that's good. We should all have it. Why? So I can keep speaking the truth over my own life. So now faith started to wane. And now people don't see faith as a commodity that's vital for our life. Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. And as a believer, listen, we cannot be content with a trickle or a stream. And don't be content with one well. Did Jesus not say in the scriptures, I'll give you wells, plural, wells that you didn't dig? Your father's dug before you. Oh, Jesus. The father of our faith, Abraham, right? Dug wells. And Isaac continued to live off those wells, but he had to unstop the wells. We've had so many wells dug for us, and the devil's come and tried to stop those wells. Now it's up to us to unstop those wells and get moving forward again. Isn't that the fact? I think this is really the truth about it all, because God says, I'll give you wells you didn't dig. I'll give you houses. Houses you didn't build. I'll give you vineyards, it's income, that you didn't plant. Did he not say that? It's not singular, it's plural. My cup runneth over, not half full. In Christ, amen. And so Isaac reclaimed all the wells that had been stopped up by the Philistines. He unstopped all the wells. How about you? I want to walk in healing. I want to walk in prosperity. I am walking in healing. I am walking in prosperity. I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in joy. I'm victorious. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm above, I'm never beneath. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ. Come on. Those are wells that have been blocked up by the Philistines, by the enemy. And people have got off of that. Stick it back up in your house. Put them back on your mirror. Put it on your fridge. My sister had a great one on her fridge. She was always trying to diet. So she had a picture of Clint Eastwood with a gun saying, make my day, on the fridge. On the fridge, make my day. It didn't work. All right. And so Isaac wanted access to all of his inheritance. Do you want all your inheritance? Watch here. Isaiah 12:23. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. The wells of salvation. The wells of salvation. Not the well of salvation. The wells of salvation. That means there's more to being saved than just being saved. Oh, Lord Jesus. Notice again, it's not a well, it's wells. Say wells. Put your hand on your heart. And say, out of my belly flow rivers and wells of living water. Listen, salvation isn't a single commodity, such as forgiveness, which is what God does. He forgives us our sins, makes us righteous. It is forgiveness, but it's a whole lot more. If forgiveness was all we got, we'd still worship and praise God for all of eternity. Correct? But God didn't just give us forgiveness for sins. He gave us a whole lot more. His redemption applies to every dimension of our being. Pastor, can I really believe that? You better start reading these things. Amen? We are carriers of rivers. You are a carrier of life, rivers of living water. Jesus said, watch what Jesus said, John 7:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, he that believes in me, out of his belly, he that believes in me. How many believers are in this room today? How many of you believe in Jesus? Okay, there's some of you that don't know. All right. I mean, really. And some of you are not going to put your hand up no matter what I say. Unless I said, who wants $1,000 for free? Every hand would go up. Amen. Well, the point is, he said that he that believeth on me, Jesus, as the scripture has said, out of that person who believes in me, born again children of mine that know the truth and the truth is making them free. He said, out of that person, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers. Not a river, not a brook, not a stream, not a well. Rivers of living water. He didn't say a river, he said rivers. Now there's a picture there, and we couldn't make it bigger, but it said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I want you to see that there's rivers. It's not a trickle one spot. It's rivers. And if you notice how all the rivers in the world tend to go towards the ocean. Hello? And they pop into the ocean. We are those rivers coming out of us, forming a great kingdom for the children of God. Amen. Psalm 103 gives us great insight. I'm going to go through this pretty quick now. How much dimensional God's saving and saving grace and blessings are towards us. So, Psalm 103 verse 1, look what it says. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All, not one river, not one well, all his benefits. Okay, watch out now. All his benefits. Who forgives how much of your iniquities? All of your iniquities. Oh my, that's good. He heals how much of your diseases? All your diseases, and not even yours anymore. He heals all diseases, correct? Amen. I gave up my diseases long ago. Amen. How many of you have given up your diseases and sicknesses? You need to give them up. You need to let them go. You need to speak to those things and say, hey, you get out of this body. This is a righteous body of Christ. This is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to also teach you something about the fact that your body doesn't sin. Oh, Pastor. No, it's your soul that causes your body to do wrong. But your body, if you're in a coma, your body ain't getting up and doing nothing. All right, I'm going to teach you. This is coming. This is coming. How to put that old man down, Paul said, and keep him under. I put him under and I keep him under. We're going to learn how to keep him under. You're going to be excited when it comes. All right. So he forgives all your iniquities, heals all diseases, who redeems. Now watch what else he does. He redeems your life from destruction. Keep going. Who crowns you with loving kindness. Keep going. And tender mercies. Keep going. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. And so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Well, Pastor, that's a whole mouthful. Do you think God can really do that? How many of you believe God is able? He's able to do all of that? I rest my case. I rest my case. Now it's up to you whether you accept into his ability and take it or not. He's able. Is he willing? Oh, that's the other question. Well, Pastor, I'm not so sure. You know, I haven't been a good boy, a good girl. I don't know if he's willing. What did he do when the lepers came to him? The leper said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me well. He said, I'm willing. And he laid hands on him. He's willing. He's able. And in actual fact, it's already completed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be sharing teaching from her book, Healing the Soul of a Woman. Can a woman who has been worn down or deeply hurt by life's circumstances